to advertise, email podcast@thisismaggie.com. Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Maggie.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
Hey, yo, guys. So, Girl See, my favorite host with the most, and we're on Spreading Humor. Yes, sir. And today, as you can see, Yandaki is not here. But, guys, and we wish you well. And we have Vinny today standing in for her.
Yes, sir.
Vinny.
This is your boy, Uncle Vinny, YLG president, you know what I'm saying?
Very happy
to be filling in for my friend.
It's a boy's Louis Lama Zing Zing Lama Ching Ching Lama Lama Dinde were doing it.
And shit.
Yes, Eski. Louis, we are back.
We are back.
Yeah.
Stronger than ever.
Stronger than
back
forever.
Back like Nkolo.
Yeah.
Elela.
Yes. Even though it has been hard. But se survivile.
Yeah.
Sila.
I goodness, trader.
Yeah. Nice. But anyway, Sima.
Anyway, guys, new week, new thoughts. What's on your mind, Vinny?
What's on my mind, guys? What's been happening this past week? And I saw the Metro FM Awards. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, we all know the Metro FM Awards. I think they got revamped since last year.
Yeah.
And then this was the second run this time. And then looks like they have new funders. They have like a Motsepe Foundation. And then I think people had a bit of mixed feelings about what is happening with the Metro FM Awards. I don't know.
Really?
What are they
doing? But you know, man, it's awards, man. You know, some people win, some people lose.
Yeah, people felt like it was rigged.
Yeah, some people felt like it was rigged. Mm. You know,
was it rigged?
Also, like, you know, big people also came out there accusing it for being affection. You know, it's a whole movie, you know. They're saying it's politically based or what's or not, you know. So it's a whole, you know, what's happening with the Metro FM Awards. I think we're all familiar what happened, why they were shut down, and also, yeah.
Who
was Song of the Year?
I saw Aries had, I think, You Want Something for Hip Hop.
Okay.
Then I saw him thanking very much. I think that was one of the greatest moves that they once pulled. And then I saw Tyler also. I think she won for Global Icon.
Hey, Washa.
Shout out.
Tyler won for Global Icon. I had this list, man. But this.
I also heard Amos won.
Yeah, Amos won.
And Oscar Mbo.
Yeah, Oscar Mbo won also for Best Styled. Also, so I think they managed to do the whole thing. But I think that was the thing that was buzzing on the internet during the weekend. That
the
I know.
All star. Oh, you mean the Metro? Even EQ won.
Even EQ.
That's dope.
Yeah. So Enemy Tandas also.
Song of the Year.
Yeah.
That was Song of the Year.
Yeah, that was Song
of the
Year.
Okay, makes sense.
So, yeah.
Makes sense.
So I don't know. But like, I think people had their own mixed emotions about the awards. And I don't know if the awards are losing integrity or it's just maybe people are just hating.
But
I don't
back
know.
Then, when Metro Awards came, people at home would used to like go home and sit down
and watch
on SABC One. Like it used to be
a thing.
But I feel like Ricky died with them, you know. After that day, after Ricky said it, you guys don't know the story.
Yeah, I remember.
What did he say?
When he got the award.
Yeah. I mean, like,
when was this?
Speaking about the whole Payola radio thing and how people are getting awards and how it's so rigged. So I think people still have the same feelings towards that vibe, you know.
I hear you.
No,
I hear you.
But yeah.
But everyone will feel like that. If they feel like, imagine now Shay hits, and you'll feel like that. Velu too, I bankrupt you, learn. You know? But yeah, guys, it's okay. Be a good sportsman and don't worry next time.
Skawar. Congratulations to all.
Congratulations to everyone, all the man.
Wins, yeah.
Yeah. And still one.
Do you want what now? What do you want to do?
Let's produce
a crash.
I see. Anyways, what's on my mind? This other day, I checked on my For You page and I was not working, scrolling. And this video came out. Your top 10 countries with the highest body count.
Yeah.
So I want you guys to guess. So it's top 10. So
with the highest?
Yeah, body count. Number one. Tell me number one. I'll tell you.
Number one, I think South Africa.
No. South Africa is number 5.
Really?
Yeah. So you are disappointed, ne dude?
Okay.
Something accused yourself. If we're number one for body counts, that's deadly.
Yeah, let's
which
go.
Means HIV stats are.
Okay, I think.
Let's go guess. V.
I don't know.
India, baby, number two.
Oh, well, India, no.
Body counts.
Yeah, so number one. Okay, let me tell you. Number one is Turkey. Number,
what?
Yeah, Turkey. Number one is Turkey. Number two is Australia. Number three is New Zealand. Number four is Ireland. Number five, South Africa. Number six, Finland. Number seven, Norway. Number eight, Italy. Number nine, Sweden. Number 10, Switzerland.
Switzerland.
Isn't Switzerland small, though?
Yeah, yeah,
that's
like,
why it's a group.
Oh, that's why it's number 10.
Sheesh. Just choose and say, qua, qua.
That's wow. So crazy. Not because... qua, qua. Isn't like Switzerland is one of like the richest countries, so
yeah, I think so.
So
easy to get.
Mm.
Yeah, nah. What's your body count, Vin?
My body count.
Mm.
I'm a virgin.
Ah.
Okay, of course I'm not, but like, why would I want to tell my body count? I'm fine. I mean, it's only the girlfriend that I've dated, and yeah.
Okay. I want. What's the mic? The
which one?
Mic. I want the
girlfriend that I dated here. Most probably like when I was still in high school. Yeah.
In high school. Mm. So I want to ask
Spear. Get rabbit.
I want you to tell us, Uri, what's your body count and does body count matter when you date someone, especially given yours? Yeah, just go. Let's go,
Where is it? Yeah, I said good day.
Yeah. I've lost count.
DJ VJ!
So now, how did you lose count?
Ah, I'm fine.
How's that possible?
We were once young.
Ah. So does when you meet someone, do you ask them, does body count matter?
No, it doesn't.
Oh, so you just
imagine it matters if you know who they've been with.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So but my question is that all of these people, were you touching them just at raw?
Yeah?
Were you touching them just at raw?
I never. Which one is this one?
I'm asking because you have a big body count because I want to know how many you touched just at raw.
I've actually never for more than 6 months.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you in a relationship right now?
Hey!
No.
Oh.
Some of us guys,
some of us have had girlfriends and we don't have body counts. But I don't think my body count is that bad. I think maybe a young three. It's
quite a young polite. Three.
Every time a guy says three, times it by nine. So you see, ma?
We've said this before, I'm afraid.
Oh yeah.
What's yours?
But girls' body counts never get below. They never go higher than three. You know, you know that chat.
No. There was a girl who once showed me her body count is 15.
That's
then I was like, no, sorry, my sister.
That's a very honest young lady.
Yeah.
But no, honesty aside, this whole piece team.
I was surprised with the stats, bro. I was surprised.
But why hide the stats, though? That's why people are getting
sick. Why are people even asking about that? Like, why? Like, imagine on a date, so what's your body count? Like, that is so weird. Why are you even asking weird questions like that? Like, that's like a...
I know Zile. For sure,
that's
Zile
a high school memorandum. Question.
For sure,
that's
you have a memorandum, Zile, ne?
It's so childish. It's like a high school...
Childish. Why are you head? Tell us. Please, Dudu, come.
But it's so childish.
Dudu, come, how?
Like, why are we asking
Zile,
such things?
So now when you go on a date, do you actually ask a girl, like, what's your body count?
The only thing in my head, who's going to pay for this bill? That's the only thing. But I don't ask.
Ne?
Because I always know how to tell what the body count is more than 10.
How do you tell?
Like when you talk when
you already know that the body count is more than 10 with the stories that you hear. You'll understand also. Like you'll figure it out that this person has been living for
like she is the one telling the story?
Yeah.
Oh.
It happens sometimes, you know, girls can slip and tell you a story and then you're just like, how when did you leave this moment?
How did you
So all of this happened at
And some stories are like a screenshot where you see they deleted some of the messages.
Yeah.
Or feel or
what if she's lying so that she looks like, acting? Really,
if she's lying, then she's hurting herself.
Have you lied before?
So why lie?
I get it. There's weird people like that, you know.
But why lie to somebody that you want to love?
So do people even still love people these days?
Yes.
Do they love you?
I still love people.
Me.
Is it?
Yeah, I still love people. What's up, Zile?
I mean, I'm not like,
in a relationship, dude, people still, or they just do to post, or they just
We love each other, dog.
We love each other.
People who love the relationship being posted, you know, they do it. And people who love to love in secret like us, we love in secret.
Mm. Oh, but you're single right now.
Yeah.
Too glad. Okay.
But now I'm jealous, Zile, no?
Nah, I'm jealous.
Talking stage?
Mm-mm. Next time I'm jealous, I'm 2035.
2035?
Yeah.
Why 2035?
Look, I feel like now I'm still at a moment whereby I still want to build and I'm fixing myself. I'm going through a lot myself. And
I have a conspiracy theory for you. I just feel like you're scared of girls.
I'm scared of girls?
So show us. Next week, I'm giving you a dare. Show us.
I can post the girl right now, bro.
You can post.
You heard him, guys. You can post the girl right now. That's Zile.
Bottle posting too.
My sister plus it's her birthday.
What's on your mind, Sipa? What's on my mind is the whole Jelly Baby situation.
Hey.
Yo, there was a lot happening.
Self-sabotage. I will never forget.
And she shot herself in the foot, but she's the one that posted that, right?
Yeah.
Oh my God. And she told people were going to be like, yes, Jelly Baby, go, go. And that's everyone was like, what? Yeah?
That's what you thought.
No, that's what, like, she thought, like, posting that video saying, but what, da, 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 da. And she thought people were going to root for her and be like, yeah, vele, vele, la, la, ba. Kanti, people were going to have her, like, she was trending, I don't know for how many days.
Ish.
It was so bad. It was so bad.
But, I mean, like, I feel like, you know, like, with those type of situations, you know, like, people just have to be very, I think, like,
cautious,
sometimes.
Man.
Me, yeah, very cautious, man. I mean. I think she's young. Everybody makes mistakes. I mean, I've thrown money at people.
Yeah. I remember in Nigeria.
I've thrown money at people.
So and it was just like
and it happens, you know. And it happens sometimes. Like you, I mean, like at her point, she was very disrespectful. You know, you can never take that part away from that.
Mm.
But I think it's a thing of like also like. Whatever's going on around her, or whichever people are also around her, they must also, like, they have kind of a thing, an influence into that type of molding, that type of person. Yeah. Because she's still young, though, you get me? And we can't, let me say, I know South Africa has a very hectic cancel culture. We can't say, hey, guys, we cancel them, the poor girl. Guys, the girl's still making a living. The girl's still young. He deserves another opportunity. He deserves, I feel like, everybody makes mistakes.
Yeah.
You get me? And when people make mistakes, I think even people made mistakes and God forgave us on the Bible. So, like, you can't crucify the person. The least that we can do, she did.
Show her
like the initiative that she went to go apologize.
Yeah, she went to go apologize.
To the lady. Even as much as it was, it looked like it was cringe, she'd take a picture, whatever it is. But she had, she had to do that because already she felt, we have to acknowledge that she felt the guilt. Yeah.
But I feel, okay.
I'm not speaking.
Oh, no, I feel like, it was good for her to apologize, but also at the same time, she was losing a lot of followers, number one. Number two, she has a show coming up, right?
Yeah, the one-man show.
Yes, the one-man show. Yes. And now she's thinking,
one-woman show, fuck.
And now she's thinking, crap, like, so many people are unfollowing me. And people even saying, we're not coming to this party anyway, as a typhoon, you know? And now she's thinking, shit. Not again. Because the first time it was cancelled, I don't know for what, I think sales or something, or something like that. And then now, this is the second time around, they were doing it. And then this happens, right? And it's like,
it's just a
niche. But what I got out of that conversation, that whole interaction, is that like, no matter how big, how what you have, how rich or how famous you are, respect is very... Yeah. It's something that people really value more than everything.
Yeah.
You get me? And what's crazy about respect is that the fact you can even have money, but you don't have to pay to respect someone. You get me? And people understand, some of us, we have our aunts, we have our mothers, we have our sisters. Mm. And now imagine that was your mom. I understand, they are speaking bad about her. But at the end of the day, there needs to be a line. And this is what I always say, there needs to be people around, like, you, Vinny, before you post a video doing some stupid...
Yeah, there should be advisors.
My man, I understand you're angry, but I don't think you should
post
invest them. Yeah, that's how I'm saying. That's how I said it from the beginning. I said the people that are around there should have been able to be like, ah, no, JD, my love, this is this. We can't do this thing. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, we all. I can never say I'm not saying Jelly Baby is the first person who's ever done this thing, but I feel like there's other celebrities who've done this thing to other people, but it's just never been broadcasted and they've never said it.
Yeah,
and people have complained or whatever the thing is, you know. But I just feel like the guidance and the people that were around there at that time, they should have. You see, at that moment when that situation, because that situation is not a situation of like it should have went that far.
Yeah, it was supposed to be that thing. Or like,
it shouldn't have stretched that far. It could have been a situation where it's like, okay, whatever we are buying or whatever they miss, we can sort it out there and then we become human
and
again.
And you know? Yeah. Or if you feel like offended, just like you know, cashiers, they will piss you off. One thing about them, they will piss you off.
Everybody,
but we have a lose too late. What's your zin? No.
You know,
what? Customers they can pay them off.
Yes, that's a thing. So it's a cycle.
It's a cycle that happens.
Yeah, it's like, a cycle. You know, it's a customer like, and a business.
It's just how you react to it. That's
finish it there.
I feel like we would be lying if everyone, especially even the ones who are watching, even the people who are in here, there's a point whereby you are at a reception, you are at a maybe texting anywhere.
Yeah.
You're most likely to be in an encounter.
Yeah.
You get me? But the problem here is because. The reason people don't mind or you were in an encounter with someone is because we are all in the same playing field.
Yeah.
It's that thing of you're angry at me, I'm angry at you. Child, let me just get home, child. But now you wanna abuse your
it's
power.
It's a difference, yeah.
When you take out a video, you
take
like,
out a phone.
Yeah.
You wanna abuse your power. Yeah. That's where people said, you know what?
And yeah, people, I mean, like sometimes, you know, like we're all humans, you know. So sometimes we've been in all different altercations, you know. Like you can sometimes, you know, I can feel like I'm having a bad day. I'm having a bad day all alone. But I'm actually not knowing that the other person is also having a bad day. Mm. So I'm also coming in with the anger of like...
And they come in with that anger.
Do you know who I am? And then after I say, do you know who I am? It ticks off. Left, right, center, you know. And then it just becomes this whole... Yeah. It takes us nowhere.
My number one rule of arguing with people in public, the one thing I told myself, I was like...
Walk away.
I'll never... No. One thing... Okay, sometimes, but what to do, papel, I mean. Because I remember I once encountered someone, especially at the corner of this guy, but he was drunk, understood. Mm. But one thing I will never do is, do you know who I am? I want that...
Yeah. Yo, that, do you know who I am?
But if you're wrong, you're wrong. Hey, I don't even have to know who you are. Mm. If you're talking shit, you're talking shit. If you're doing wrong, you're doing wrong. I don't have to know who you are.
Mm. Yeah.
You get me? So I remember telling this guy, I'm like, my guy, you know what? Because I was taking a call, I was trying to request.
Mm.
And this guy, and now my phone is 1%. I'm trying to like take a request, but he wants to take a picture. I'm like, let me just make sure my Uber is here. My phone ended up dying. This guy's like, I don't want to take a picture with FoodTag.
FoodTag,
I just took my picture.
Fans can be really unreasonable.
Fans
can be really unreasonable sometimes. Yeah. Like we have to actually call it out there. Like, but we're still on the Jelly Baby situation. It's not about like maybe the lady was a fan, but I'm just saying fans on some days can be really unbearable.
But even influencers can be somehow can be very rude. When someone a kid is coming to you trying to take a picture and you are just so rude. You're just like no, FoodTag. You know, so it's like it's a two-way thing.
It's a two-way thing.
But just don't abuse your power.
Let's not abuse each other.
I think you know there's a lot of times where I don't want to say fans like supporters they would come and. And just to see your reaction, but funny reaction out of you. So you can take a video and be like, yo, Sima's so rude. She did this. She, like, there's this girl, we're at the arcade, right? We're going bowling, fine. Me and my friends. So we go, I go to the bathroom, right? So this girl comes, I do my thing, I come out, right? When I'm coming out, she holds the door. Yeah. And then she's like, hi, Sima. I'm like, hi, how are you? She's like, I'm good. And she just looks at me and now I'm confused. She just looks at me and now I'm confused. Like, do you want to take a picture? Do you just want to greet? What's going on?
You don't want
to
be on that right? Let's take a picture.
And I'm holding the door for her. And mind you, now I'm holding the door for her so she can get in, right? Then I was like, you can go in. And then she's like, no, I wanted a picture with you. I'm like, oh, okay, oh, you should have said so. And then she asked me, before she takes out her phone, she asked me, she's like,
is Zillow cute?
Do you know, man? She's like, do you still make music? Can you even sing?
Your friends can like, actually ask you. Me, I've got the most. I hear this question.
I'm like, excuse me. I'm like, so excuse me. And then she's like,
and you have to take it in.
Also, we all have
Dude, I was so annoyed. No,
we
I was like,
have stories, bro. Me, dude, I have the craziest. I can if I had to start today, you wouldn't even end.
Dude, I was so annoyed. I was like, excuse me. And now I'm getting agitated because what the fuck are you asking me? You get what I mean? You know that I make music and you know that I can sing because I make music. Do you get what I mean? So what are you asking me? And then I'm just like, let's just take the picture, please. And then we just took the picture and she's like, no, I was just asking. I'm like, you don't ask people that. Don't do that to anyone else. If you see another person,
imagine a girl asking
don't ever do that.
You still make jokes, you? I'll be so mad.
Like, that is so annoying.
Like, Zilla, they can actually...
Like, do you still make music? It's still cool. It's fine. It's a good... It's a normal question.
Can you actually sing?
Can you actually sing?
Are you actually fun?
That is wild.
Can you actually dance?
No, people can actually ask you very sensitive conversations when you're coming out from the bathroom and you're just like... You are literally just taking a piss.
Oh, no. I have a video whereby...
Yeah, you're coming out from the bathroom, somebody can ask you...
Oh, no, I remember that. Oh, my God. That video was
It's a
crazy
movie, bro.
So now I have this thing, a question that people always ask me, bro. I'll be having a good day. Bro, a guy will come to me or a girl. The first thing, can you fish an anje? I'll short it every day. And my channel.
Like, you know
you're
this.
Short, my friend.
Yeah, I'm short.
Like, you will know this. This is public. Don't rub it in.
Something going. It won't be fun. Eh?
And,
like,
and it's not nice when you actually clap back. And then
now you look rude.
No, I'm like, guys, I'm sure, like, it's...
Who shame I mean? Now, these days,
annoying,
I know more.
Yo,
I used to be very quiet. Now on TikTok, if you talk shit, I'll actually come at you also.
Yo, no, one thing about me, I will speak. No, one thing I will say, I will answer you back.
Like, have you ever took it? Okay.
Have I ever? No. Have I ever what?
Guys, what's still on our minds? What's happening currently? Ghana. I think this is the biggest hype that's happening right now in South Africa. Mm-hmm. It looks like Ghana. Touchdown, Sada.
Wonderful.
Africa.
Wonderful.
It is going.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Very good. If your girlfriend posted Ghana on a status, I have news for you. My guy, but look, Jelayen. My guy, I'm too as well. Now, I'm going to show you a picture. Ghana shoe, like I'm already bouncer. I'm going to I write. And at least... Everyone posted, but not everyone is gonna go.
Yeah.
Konga kelo dimo.
Yeah, Konga, you know Konga.
So what is this person going to do?
So Ghana is coming. It looks like Ghana is coming to South Africa to come.
Okay.
Have a little bit of some fun.
Oh, just coming to have fun.
So also, like, word on the streets looks like they're coming to shoot a music video.
Okay.
This is for Superstar Girl. If you know, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Our Superstar Girl.
Tyler.
If you know, you know.
Waffles.
If you know, you know.
Also, Vinny, you're giving us.
Mang.
Mangorubuja, we are family now.
I can't read it because you guys want this record label to come for me. They're gonna come for me.
Okay.
Oh,
okay.
That's what I'm saying. But I'm saying our golden girl currently. So if you get it, you understand.
Okay.
It. But who would Ghana come from?
Waffles.
King Monada.
Tyler. Makanzi.
King Monada.
Oh, sorry.
A lot of people. Okay, so we are rapper.
I think he's coming, and then so
you know one of his songs.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, he raps. I mean, you know, I got a top off. I'm getting a grab,
okay, I've heard that song before.
And then, fuck you mean.
Okay.
Fuck you mean.
Okay. I'm all Ghana is a chum.
Yeah, so I think everybody
okay.
So I think everybody at Konka is gonna be hitting the and all people's bitches are gonna be saying
that's the problem.
Okay.
And then still we talk about rappers on that part. Also, what's on my mind is this Future and Drake. And Kendrick Lamar.
Euphoria.
Metro Beaming. Yeah, Euphoria. Kendrick Lamar just responded to... this track.
Wasn't it Chris Brown and Quavo at some point?
That's another one.
That's the
R&B. And on that one, before we go anywhere. So, Chris Brown.
Yeah.
Chris Brown ate, though.
Well, listen. He bought tickets for Quavo's show. Gang tickets. And people, or like only a small amount of people went to the...
So, he went 50 Cent on it.
Yeah. The first person to do that was 50 Cent.
Yeah, 50 Cent. I think it was Jerul, ne? In the UK when he did the show.
I love him even more for the
ex. So Chris Brown bought the tickets,
And now only
that would be such a sick thing, bro. Like, imagine you get in the back, but you're actually not performing for everybody. But on the other hand, Kendrick Lamar replied.
That is so petty.
Kendrick Lamar replied to Six God.
To who?
To Drake.
Okay.
He replied, and he gave us a 6 minutes track.
K-Dot.
Yeah.
You know what does K-Dot mean?
K-Dot.
So it's Kendrick. Dot means Demon on timing.
Which team are you on? Team Drake or K-Dot?
No. Drake. Sikomon.
I'm Drake also.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Out like a light.
You guys are team. And yes, I love another piece. I don't know.
Also, what's basically happening is that the book. Oh, so for those, for all the hip hop fans content, that have been out there, everybody who's been following this thing, all of us who waited for the album for Metro Boomin. So, what had happened, what had transpired is that Metro Boomin and Future dropped an album called We Don't Like You.
Type Shit.
We don't we don't trust you, basically. Type we don't trust you. So, there were songs like Type Shit. You see, he's online. And then. And then I think there was a song called Like That. Mm-hmm. Kendrick Lamar went in on a verse. And then looks like the verse was subbing Drake. You get me? So, and then when people like went through the album, they realized that, oh, actually this album is against Drake. Mm-hmm. And then also us as fans, we started going back, retracing, and then realized that Drake has been dissing these niggas. Mm-hmm. This is what's been happening. Mm-hmm. So this thing has been going on for a decade or something. So Kendrick and Drake. So it looks like they've been having some...
Who takes it?
So now what happens is that Rick Ross and them, everybody comes out, everybody drops the tracks, everybody's dissing Drake. So it's a 20 verses.
So they gang up on him.
Everybody's
now.
Gang up on Drake, but looks like the story is about like Drake as a person and about girls and what's or not. You know, it's, if you read about it more, what's happening? But like Kendrick, so Drake dropped his track Push Ups, which I loved it.
Drop a 50.
Drop 50, you know, and then Kendrick also dropped his one and he gave us 6 minutes.
Euphoria,
yeah.
But what
and then he named it his Drake's name, the name of the show, because the name that the show that Drake produces is Euphoria. So, you don't know, Drake produces Euphoria, so he's like one of the biggest funders for the Euphoria show. So they were going at Drake and also, so everybody's going back and forth about this beef, but like it's heated, man. It's heated.
That's wild.
And then also on the other hand, on my mind, Wizkid and Davido.
What's happening?
Oh, now we gotta get to man.
Yeah?
What's happening?
Yeah, there is. There's a beef? Yeah. What beef?
Look, my forex are beef.
Yes. Oh my word, there's so many that are beefing.
Yeah. My forex are beef.
It's so crazy.
It's a movie. So Wizkid and Davido just went each other on Twitter. They're subbing on each other on Twitter. You know, African giants going, Nigerian giants going... each other. I would let my piano. Keep conversation. Yeah, but I think it's a Nigerian convo. I think the Nigerian people was all power langayo. They will explain to us. They're gonna elaborate because I don't want to get into conclusion because they actually know what's actually going down there in Niger.
But you guys are gonna tell us in the comment section what's
happening. It's one of the craziest stories to ever come out because
it's a shy.
It's a real spew.
Banana follow.
So we're not beef amongst him.
Nah. No one.
When I will beef among Vin?
Me. I will never beef anyone. I have too much love. I even love my haters.
Oh, no, no, no. Beef all is P.U.A. For sex. Me, I'm beefing with P.U.A., man. But the one beef, I don't know if you saw, Forex.
Shit, that was crazy.
That Forex. But hey, the reason I don't want to talk about it, because... now I thought these people are promoting an event at first.
Right? Yeah.
So I'm just watching. Because I like Forex culture. Like because in Kilega I feel like...
But is it a real culture though?
I don't know. I just like it. I don't know.
That's the real question.
Yeah, that's the real question that you have to ask yourself. Is it a real culture though?
Guys, or are we from the outside. People?
From like, the outside.
I like watching it. I like people doing their thing. Because I once did Forex for 2 days.
Now you are selling Forex.
So...
thank you for such.
Yeah. So man, they were just talking and everything. I remember this one, how it ended. One of the guys, and the reason that I'm not speaking about it is because one of the guys apologized with a note. And you can see a note, like that letter is from lawyers. And this letter is replying to other lawyers. You get me?
Okay.
So you can see we got too much to a point whereby it was lawyers and lawyer.
Yeah.
Now it's not a thing of whatever you always do.
Oh, yeah. It was hectic, son.
I mean,
B-row.
I genuinely, I'm sorry. They will hate me wherever they are, but I genuinely don't believe in Forex. I feel like it's a scam. So
I feel like it's a scam.
Yeah, I feel like they're just scamming our poor kids in the whole system. But like it's a conversation for another day. If they want to have it with me, I'm a hardworking person, and I don't fear fuck all.
So guys, today we have an amazing guest, guys. He does not need any introduction, Jay. I'm just give it up for Dawn.
Dawn.
Adagho ni Zanda.
Come on, Nazi.
How are you?
Grand Renujan.
I'm good, thank you. Thank you for coming.
Bonga mina, ngokungiletha yi.
We appreciate it, man.
Yes.
So tos, if you're wearing a shirt, the shirt must be missing, ne? Because I see that shirt has holes and stuff like that. Because people hardly see you with a shirt, man.
Yeah, I'm fit. Angithandi keep of it.
Serious?
Nah, it's not. Like, it's gogela nje ukuhlonipha abantu sometimes, yabo. But otherwise, nje angizithandi.
Even ka winter, you don't want.
I was about to ask. Nenge winter.
Yeah. I don't like t-shirts at all.
So you genuinely...
I don't like them. You like, you know why? Because umzimba wami untswembu. So ngifila ngathi wakumele ngufihle if umzimba untswembu.
Okay.
It's gore.
Do you gym or nje ufike unje uzake unje?
Ngizalwe ngiso. I used to gym though, like to improve the body.
Mm-hmm.
But ngizalwe ngiso, like a gift from dad.
Did you ever play any sport?
Yeah. Ngidlala disc.
Oh,
just makes sense.
Yeah, that's where the name Toss comes from, actually.
All right,
really?
Okay.
What is your real name?
it's probably probably gonna be so funny. I'm telling you. Let me tell you, a lot of Amapiano guys, if you hear their real names, I always laugh. I'm telling you.
Mine, I don't think it's funny.
Kibulunge elobatu. But yeah.
Ah, elami lutaling funny.
I guess doesn't want to tell us his real name. We have to find it on the internet then.
Now you know what is it? Nah, trust
Puluso. Puluso.
Puluso.
Puluso.
Puluso. Puluso. I was gonna roast you if you be a crash. Puluso.
Yeah, we're doing chill out.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's a nice name, though.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like a Christian name.
Yeah, it's a Christian name. Yeah. It's a name. Then Jang Fanny. Minang Fanny Labo Mavu Smoozy. Like,
yeah,
okay. Yeah, like Smoozy. I'm not album about Tinkan Pare.
Yeah, Marabapulu, Lilubon. By having you.
Young Tod.
Yeah.
Speaking of Abazali, like Ukulenjani, Kugupi, like.
Kulilitsagan.
Okay.
Which is the East. Pamu Brakpan, Kuliswe. You're all leading the time, but obviously, Baba. Yeah, we're separated.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Time alam diploma yeval, plomeval. Ma uli diploma zakan. So unkule in between the two hoods. So okay. Unkule ganjalo like diski, mukjaiva. Bumna and ubai kus bingi skotane vye. Like that's how I grow.
Now we understand.
Yeah. I'm trying to push that thing out, because the other time you did a dance with that ultramel thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so you remember.
It's my culture. Like, it's culture to me. Okay. Like, a culture I am. Like,
so when were you as Kotane? Like, what year? Like, which era?
I live from 2009.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, I was still like a kid.
Before
Shabala. How old are you?
Yeah.
How old are you?
Now, I'm turning 25.
Okay.
Damn, Toss.
So, you can call me Hotman.
What's wrong with Nazim?
I'm 25.
Oh, Hotman,
yeah.
I'm Hotman,
yeah. Me and you can say Hotman to each other.
Yeah, Sintang.
Oh.
Hotman,
yeah.
Hotman,
yeah.
Hotman
is someone that's older than you.
And then you.
Yeah.
I'm going to direct
me. Sintang.
We're 99.
Yeah, I'm 99. When is your birthday?
Makal. 17 July.
Is your birthday really 99?
Yeah.
And I actually lost like credit from a lot of girls because of my age.
Oh, why?
Like women that are older, they were like umtana.
Oh. I don't think me and you can go for the same people. No, let's be real. Let's be real. Come on, you can get like Abu. I don't want to say doo-doo, but
the mamazalas.
It won't sound like weird. It won't seem weird. Yeah. It's still feet. Yeah.
Yeah.
So would you say So would you say was it a problem though, like all females coming to you like saying did you have a problem with that, or you really liked all the females though?
Did I have a problem with them saying I'm
yeah,
a small boy? Yeah,
kind of, because I'm not a small boy.
Okay.
Mdala blind ngondweni. Like,
how old do you think you are? Kangondo. Yeah.
Yo. I'm 98 years old.
98.
Too mature. I'm too mature. Like, I'm too ahead. I'm too ahead.
Yeah, okay.
That's what I mean. Like, I'm too ahead.
You're calling it on the highest.
Yeah, I'm a quite blind. For the internalies. For Abu Zile and Khoit
Blood. I want Kitty Mille. I knew he was gonna come back for me.
Yeah, but, chai, like you.
But yeah, man. So tell me, one thing I want to know. I think... So I think a lot of people, I remember when we were speaking with EQ, I think Young Stunner also spoke about this, even Dan Wonga. Yeah. They have this thing of like a lot of their group, but they made it. Like, who are the people that, who are like currently rocking the Amapiano space that you were growing up with? Or you grew up
cool enough.
Yeah.
Mm. Me, H-Dog, no one. No one really. That's inside right now in the game?
Yeah.
No one. That has made it.
Yeah.
No one.
You're the only
that
one
I grew up with. Nah. I'm just the only. I just popped out of nowhere. Like
out of Umland.
Ewo.
Like that whole
dance.
Yo, dog. You see that thing? That, as I was saying, it's called being is Kotan.
Okay.
So that dance, we used to call it Ama 2x2.
Oh.
A gas.
2x2.
Yeah. We enjoy Amuke. We came up with the dance, like just chilling a conin. And we called it 2x2. Because we used to hold each other doing it. Like, so it's a shot 2x2. Like,
okay.
And so, yeah.
And then when we recorded the song Umlando, I was like, no, this song is too much.
Yeah.
I think it'd go well with this.
Okay.
With just me doing this. And I was just having fun. It was not like a challenge or anything. Yeah. To me, it was like I was just doing the dance with the song. And then did it, posted it. The rest Umlando.
Why did you feature so many people on the song?
On the remix.
You know, it's... You know why?
Why?
So before Umland, I used to do like a lot of freestyles on every song that used to drop. So like if Setshu would drop like a crazy song, I'm there freestyling. Mm. Young Stunner drops a crazy song, I'm there freestyling. Mm. Lady Du, like Kanjalo, everyone that's on the song, they actually followed me before I blew up.
Okay.
So like I used to freestyle on their songs and then they're like, yo, you're too much.
Mm.
So when Umland blew up, I was like, yo, can I have you guys? Okay. Since you guys showed me love before, you know, I blew up. So I was like, can you?
I don't know. It was at Neighborhoods when you had a whole plaque revealing. Was it in Bram Neighborhoods where they gave you like the plaque revealing?
Yeah.
At that moment, they knew that my guy is gone. I think with the when they announced the whole remix and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I think after Umlando, you transitioning to the whole game, how did you adapt? How was that feeling for you? Because, I mean, like, it just came from an internet sensation. Like, me and you kind of have the same story. How did it go for you?
I admit, it was crazy because it's something that you cannot interview with Funak Dahala, like...
Mm.
So even Kotan R, you wanted to be like that?
Yeah, I wanted to be the biggest Kotane ever. Sheesh. Like, I was always on that mode. Mm. Yeah, Funuba, the most known, like the superstar.
Yeah, facts.
So when that happened, it was like, yo, it's actually...
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Now it's happening. Like, it's we're inside.
Yeah.
And then you find out, the game is actually crazier. Than...
So, but what is the craziest thing that happened to you in the game?
In terms of what? Actually,
in terms of, a lot like, of the things. Game. I agree, you said the game is crazier. So probably you're speaking from a scenario.
Yeah. Like...
As well for Raida.
Nah. It's things like... Music-wise, sometimes, like, I don't know if you know the story. You can make a song.
Yeah, and you think it never come out.
It never comes out. Like, things like that. Like,
So you can make a song with someone and that person doesn't release the song.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the music game.
That's the music game, though. You need to peep it that way. Like, that's how... Those are the things that I'm talking about. Like, you can think like, yo, this guy is actually like my bro, until things have to happen. And you have Asa.
Do you have like any like bad experiences with like any celebrity that you've met?
Definitely. Yeah, I have. It was a lady though.
Oh.
It was a lady.
What happened? She doesn't watch this regardless.
She probably will because I'm here. She's gonna watch it. But anyway, she wanted this chain.
Mm. The one you're wearing right now?
The one I'm wearing right now. She wanted this chain and I gave it to her. Like, not like gave it. I said, you can wear it for the night since you want to.
Shout out,
yeah. Yeah, and she was like, okay, cool. She gave it to her. And then later that day, the following day, I wanted the chain back and she didn't want to give it back to me.
That's crazy.
And that it meant a lot to you.
Yeah, it means a lot to me because, you know. And then Wang Tu, like,
so the chain,
old lady, Wang Tu, like, it was bad.
Just for the gold chain.
Just because of the chain.
That's
it. No, but really I understand because on that Biliato collaboration, you had a lot of chains here. So in her head, she thought you have a lot of chains, eh? Even if it was me, now I was not gonna give you chef. Take shame from the bathroom.
I won't lie, shame. To whoever the lady was, shame. Like a gold chain is not
like really that is so weird.
Hectic, bro.
And also this thing is not cheap.
Did she apologize though to you?
No.
Till today. Damn.
Till today.
Wait, have you seen her after the whole incident?
Of course.
Yeah, I have. We've bumped in the club and she couldn't like look at me. Even I was with Stana, actually. Stana was like, hey, dog, why is she looking at you like that?
Okay.
I say, hey, poison. It's a bad story.
Yeah, please elaborate more further on your relationship with young Stana, because I know you guys are like the best buddies. Like since from even when I used to go to Piano Hub and stuff, like I know that you guys are like tight.
Yeah, like he's my bro, you know. Like there's things that you go through as an artist and you don't know who to talk to, you know. And he's the guy that like I always reach out to, like Joe. When I'm on 1, 2, 3, come back. Yeah. And he's there. And also for him, also when like he's facing something, he's calling me every time, like Joe, come back.
It's a brotherhood.
It's, like it's tight. I don't think Koning Tenga separate unless by a young designer, when the youngers.
Yeah.
You know those things. Now, what Drake but this and another future.
Yeah. Have you ever felt like a song was like, but this hour in a way?
In a song?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think that song ever came out, but we were in a studio and this guy was like, wailing.
What give us two lines.
Recording.
Umlando, Mati, but we don't have the problem. Nah. What did the person
that
say?
That guy was like, someone, it was along the lines of, I can't rap it,
yeah.
But it was along the lines of, bafike bangaqhokanga, they think they can... You know, like something, but forget about my Quran and they think they're gonna surpass us and all that. Saba Pelelo in my age, something like that. I was like, yo, that's crazy.
It was like a straight shot.
It was a straight shot. I was there, like.
But did the person? But did the person? But my thing is that did the person at least make it though? Is the person still in the game?
Yeah, the person is actually rocking hard in the game.
Oh,
give us a clue.
This is your
wife. Yeah, like Kogang, something like that. That person is actually like a superstar.
Superstar.
Yeah, it's a superstar.
You know.
Yeah.
I'm a
beefy.
Yano.
It's a Yano bro.
That's cute.
Nah.
Guys.
Limeka kinchaka.
Guys, please tell us in the comment section.
Whoever had the verse, please like bump it down in the comment section because I really want to listen to this verse so we can be able to.
Yeah, if they have
analyze
it. Actually, I hoped it came out. Like I was like, please drop this so I can respond.
So you can respond.
Yeah. So you can respond.
Yeah. What was gonna be your response? Or you don't want to think about it?
I can't say.
So we're declaring one right now. Whoever tried to diss us, you better
release it. Release the song.
Yeah, drop it.
Drop it.
Drop it. Yes. I need to you kulumi lenge chest ya kupam gua mikipe.
And we've let you
catch chest.
Then it's
all the time. Me lang chest
all the time. You understanding?
Chest. I'm standing on pingi mego business. Though.
So that means based off what you're telling us, I feel like you realize something that a lot of people who are upcoming don't know in the game. It's kind of like a bit dark.
It's tense.
Mm-hmm. It's tense.
A bit.
Yeah. It's not a bit dark. It's dark.
It's dark.
Yeah.
It's very dark.
Really dark.
My brother.
Okay, guys. Yeah. The darkness. We've been at the darkness the whole time. If we talk about the game, it will never end.
Yeah,
but thus, I have a very interesting question for you. Yeah. I know all the girls love you in the country. I feel like maybe everyone. I've seen it myself. I've witnessed it myself. I've also felt jealous as a man. I was like, yo, dog, what the fuck is going on?
My brother.
Not me. You're my bro, but like. Like some days, like it gets too much. There was a time where Dostra took off his t-shirt, bro. Like maybe there was like 10 or what, like girls were all like, you know, when people like are looking at like something so wonderful, like they are brainwashed. That time my bro is hitting the land, like all the, and then he even went down. I tell you, the whole club was screaming, and I'm like, how does this guy do it? Does he gym? Like, how does, like, when you have like a girlfriend, how are you able to cope, like, maintain that pressure? Like, cause like you're loved by each and every girl. Maybe let's say like in South Africa, like each and even Zilla caught smoke for doing the Umlando wrong.
He didn't catch smoke, like he actually came alive.
Now I'm chilling. And the plan was like, let's do the challenge. So Leroy does the challenge.
Yeah.
Toss does it, but he overdoes it, bro. Why do you have to step on the speaker? And I'm like, okay, now it's time for me. I can't do that. One thing for sure, I can't move. Because Toss has been doing Mulando the same way. It never, in my head when he started, I was like, this guy, his hips one day are going to tar.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He's going to get tired.
It's going to lock or something.
But this guy has been fit. So now when he does it, it's cotton first.
Yeah.
The flesh is saying, whang. I understand what something must happen. I said, wang, wang, wang. I didn't know him. So I pulled up. I had to make sure. Now, but Lou, that was you do too much. That Mulando, no.
As I was saying, how do you still maintain the pressure from the girls? I need to know that because it should be hard, bro.
Especially when you're in a relationship.
Yeah,
in a relationship.
The thing.
First thing, I'm not in a relationship.
Okay.
Yeah. So by the way, just disclaimer. Usually when guys come here and they say they are not in a relationship, a paragraph is waiting for you on Monday.
You keep paragraphing me. Unless,
okay, guys.
Uchola namengu ndwe.
Girls, Toss is single, by the way.
single, by the way.
And ready to mingle.
Are you ready to mingle, though?
Are you ready to mingle, though?
With someone?
Yeah.
Eshinda abajo.
But you know, we're going to, like, precious cargo. You don't want to just miss you, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, Eshinda abajo. I'm a hectic bro, so... Ukchola, nam, I don't know. You have to know how to handle stress. Yeah, I was up at talk. I would share about Chola nam abang tembi all the time. So, bonega atluta Ukchola ksinto yam.
Maro wa tembagala we ne.
Mina ngi tembagala jo. If ni Chola, if ni Chola, so tembagala. Mara manje ang Choli.
No, I'm just saying I wanna give them clarity and trust also loyal.
Yeah,
he's loyal. And you've been doing Mulando the same way even till today. Didn't change.
Yeah,
other dances, but Mulando didn't try to mix it.
No, it's still the same way.
Loyalty.
Yeah, loyalty.
Straight. Yeah, if ever like ngabamba umuntu, that's like ngiyahale la sometimes. Bengatholi umuntu, but
guys.
Bonke nje abafikayo.
So what is the age group that like you prefer?
Me. Right now. Yeah. At least you have to be above 21.
Okay.
Fair.
You have to be above 21. At least 22, 3, 4, 5, 6.
7, 8, doo-doo.
I was 7, 8. I feel like we can't date.
You don't deal with what matter.
No, we can't date, but we can do something.
you don't want what matter, little Marie.
We cannot be in a relationship, but we can do something. Yeah, something.
So
do you have people who like sometimes give you plans for your dances?
Like yeah, I have approached some people for choreo, like for like a song.
Yeah, no. Actually, there was a point whereby, well, there's no point. There was no point. Every time you drop a song, you come with you and you introduce your dance.
Yeah.
So my chat is, who comes with, is it solely you who do the choreography or you call someone?
Most of the songs that are known, it's me. Yeah. And then sometimes I just like hit up Bruce, say, yo, I saw something like this that you did. Can we do it together?
On the song.
And then they say, yeah. Like, yeah, let's operate. We operate it. You know, but Umlando, it's me. Manga, it's me. Tetema, it's me. Nebelega, it's another Bru from Eval.
Yeah.
Called Ogbi.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's the one that did stuff that you people pull us.
Plus,
yeah, he's the one that came up with that. So I saw it in the club. He was doing it. I said, this is crazy. I have a song for that. Let's go operate it. And like,
and it cooked, eh?
Yeah.
I've already introduced the dance study by a struggle like Mulando till today. What?
Yeah. So, what made you start making hip hop?
Because I was a hip hop pro before piano.
Really?
Yeah, I tried hip hop before.
You know,
started near hip hop.
A lot of cats actually in Biana, like mostly that are running it up right now. They were all,
because that's another thing. Why me and Stan are like,
we were there trying
to stand each other also. It's because of the writing game.
Like,
we always tell each other, you need to pull up your pen game. He always pulls up to me, though. Your pen game needs to go higher. Right now, you're lacking. Go harder. Okay. Understand? Things like that. Okay. So, and it comes from hip hop. Yeah. That's like a hip hop thing. You know?
Yeah.
Like the pen game thing is a hip hop. It's a very hip hop trend. Yeah. So, yeah, that's where it comes from.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you feel like hip hop is like falling off?
No.
In SA?
No, how it can be falling off when you have a McLaren and a Playkid that's still like holding
it down,
you know, holding it down like that. McLaren
was speaking about it because he did a thing with A$AP Rocky for Puma.
You got
recently,
that really,
was
yeah.
I think McLaren comes from, he was in New York. Blakey was in like overseas for how long?
Hey, couldn't you went on that event?
He went for the bus tour. He was touring with bus. So he was touring with bus in America and stuff. So
it was like a month or two, ne? So we can't say hip hop is dead.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Even Aries and Blakey just dropped a song that's moving right now on the internet.
Yeah.
And sort of, so it's like hip hop, it won't die, dog.
Okay.
It can never die.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so I want to know in terms of like collaborations. I saw you did the joke that I was making, Kapelia Biliatu. How did that all come about? Like, both selected Luang and who came with the idea or let's put the China move? No, put the picture here for people to understand. Because they get the China, but some people might not.
They must put the picture
here. Yeah, they must put the picture here.
That's why that girl wanted to take my chain, Gosu.
Yeah, I told you. Because you have a lot of chains, bruh.
But anyway, it was Nyovito. That's on your vest, actually. He approached me. I think he approached me like in 2022. Ngabo June, July.
Yeah.
Told me, dog, like, I love your movement. And I think, like, you could be, you know, a great ambassador for Ipiliad. And because Nyovito, like, has been, like, a person that I looked up to since Vele Nintoana from Eskela. So I was like, you know what, let's operate. And then, obviously, went back and forth, contracts, what, need to fix what. And then, beginning of the year, 2023, he was like, yo, I have this idea from Tupac. Tupac did this. Yeah. I think you can kill it also.
You know?
And then I was like, yeah, let's try it. Actually, I was like, yeah, I'm down for that. That looks crazy. Mm. And then we did it. That's just how it happened. Like, it was all conversations and then contracts between the managers and then...
So you were naked, or what shot when you love
you? Obvious, dude. There was a shot. Don't forget that thing. Come on. Pam gama tota.
Does Biliato have other ambassadors?
No.
Or you're the only one?
Yeah, that's the only one.
Dope.
Oh, that's dope.
It's only toss.
I was the first ambassador.
And you were also on that ad where you were on the aeroplane. Yeah,
because we're playing there.
Yeah. Was it moving well or really CGI?
Yeah.
Well, it was CGI, it was green screen.
Obvious.
I was with you. I'm just checking, guys. Don't act like it's straightforward. So for me, I feel like you were one of the people that like you showed or without any collaboration, without any people that you know, you can just make it through talent.
Yeah.
You and Abu Too Short, I think, and who else? Even EQ, like I know EQ did other songs, but the song that they made, Jualavam, it was only them, you get me? So you kind of like, how does that feel like knowing where you are one of the people that showed or you can just start from scratch and make it like?
Yeah, that's crazy. Because like, that's another thing. I'm like, it's like, I didn't need a cosign from anybody to make it. Like God actually, it feels like a blessing. Like, you know what? We like favor sometimes and just like give it to you like that and say, yo, no one can claim with I made this. So out of nowhere, like no one can pull up and say, I did this for Thos, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, so Thos is this today because of, it's all God's work.
Real.
Yeah. Well, it's your time.
It's a blessing. Yeah. So exactly.
Vini. Yeah. So when Thos was introduced, what was your first like reaction when you...
My first reaction when I saw him through a TikTok. So me and YS are very quite stupid people. So literally like...
Who's YS?
Young Stilo. Oh. So we like literally watch everything on the internet, so we send each other everything. So I first send him the video. I'm like, look at this lady. He says, be the video. It's like he's hearing it. Yo. So now we're like, yo. I say, no mundu yeah, shy track. So now we go show Vanilla and Bandile, you see. So show Vanilla and Bandile. Like, yo, talk. This nigga is moving. What's so not? So we keep laughing. You get me? Like, me and Ryan, we keep laughing. We're like, this nigga is moving with this Cortana move because we knew what this guy was doing. And then the song kept blowing up, you know, and then everything just happens. The universe just happens. And then I think most probably the first fond memory when I met Doss was a balcony mix. If not, at first. And then I went to him. Me, I'm not a person of hate, you know. If you're doing your thing and you're excelling, like, there's no point for me to hate. I went to him. I said, yo, Doss, what's going on? What's happening? You know, Doss did his thing. He climbed on the table. He hit it. Me and YS ran. And then we stood in the front. We're like, yo, this guy is too much.
Yeah.
This guy is too much. So every time when we used to see Doss, it was everything. It was all love. And then we started meeting more often, and then Doss started growing as a person, and then also Doss started knowing me as a person. And we started chilling together. No, I don't smoke weed. I don't smoke.
You don't smoke weed.
He doesn't smoke weed.
You don't smoke weed.
You wild. When does weed come in here? When does weed come in here?
Such a nice story.
But shout out.
And then it's been nice just like watching Doss's. It's like growth, dog. We've been to the black revealings, everything, you know.
Yeah, it's been crazy.
It's been a journey, dog. You know, it's been a journey, you know. Yeah. Like, when you see somebody grow, from point A to point B,
it's crazy.
It's nice, bro. It's sensational. And also, like, the way he said, the way he put it, and the way he was moving, and the way he did his moves and everything, the way it was calculated, and the way he needed to know. You know, by the way, Doss doesn't beef with anyone.
He doesn't. That lady did something to me.
If you have to ask anybody about Doss in the game, they will tell you the story. Doss is a cool nigga.
Nah, he's actually
true. Yeah.
So I don't think, also, like, you know, when somebody is doing their own thing, you can't be like too whatever. You allow them to do their own thing.
Yeah, shut up.
They fuck it up, and it's fucking it up, bro.
What did you want to say?
I wanted to say shout out to him for actually embracing me, because most of the time, I'm actually that when like you pop it, they don't really embrace you like the way Vinny and I'm actually that I'm close to doing, you know. Yeah. Like always, sometimes I'm actually that always like hold back from embracing and showing love to other bros.
Yeah,
you know, because of they take you as competition or something like that, you know. But Vinny, like since from jump, it's always been clean energy.
None of the cats that ever came out. Like from they could say I've ever hated or anything on them. All are shown complete love. Repost your music because we understand what is doing that for the youth. And it's not to impress anyone, it's not for likes, it's not for anybody. Trust me, I can sit at home and mind my own business. But the all importance is that if there's somebody who's pushing something in the youth sphere, you have to support, irregardless of whatever differences you guys have.
Yeah.
You could be fucking hell. Maybe you guys are going to have a fallout in the front, fuck the same pitches or whatever the case may be. It happens like that. That's the real chat, you know? Like, maybe, like, people, like, fuck each other's bitches or whatever the case may be. But, like, what do you think niggas are falling out? You think Future and Drake are falling out because everything is rosy and nice?
So how much does that want double board? Ish.
You get me?
Have you ever experienced the same thing whereby they took your hand?
Nah. Nobody has ever taken a hand from me.
You are the one taking hands.
No, I'm batati
Bazletta. What about you, Kiela?
I'm batati. Like, I've never... Yeah. No.
That's like, what happened that time when you collected? What happened?
So, that story... Should mind you, it was the early days of Umlando.
Okay.
So, those times, obviously, just got in the game, as I said. Like, I was excited and I was happy. And I wanted to take every gig. Like, every gig that's there, I'm there. And it's there. So, we used to do Boma, like, 7 shows a night.
Jeez. Yeah, no, it's what? Real. It's real like that.
Like 7 shows a night. Just...
If you're on your prime, you can hit 8 even.
Exactly. And so we used to do that. Like, but sometimes it's like but my 10. You calculate to king kala ye a meaning or 1 ila. What 3 sila.
Yeah,
we're gonna draw. And then I got to a point where I started feeling my body was like acting different. Comes in Bomb now, it's no longer like
it's not desktop.
Yeah, like it's a top or no, like it's yeah. Mm. Yeah, well, so I tell my manager at that time, I'm like, Ejo, I don't think like this gig, because I think like it was just a gig. It was, I think it was like on a Thursday, something like that. Yeah. So it was a gig on a Thursday, and we just came from like hectic shows on a Wednesday. So I'm like, to this guy, Ejo, I don't think that gig tomorrow I can actually operate, because it came out of nowhere also. Mm. It was not planned for. I'm like, I don't think I can operate because I'm not good. Like, I don't feel good. Mm. From the last gig is all. You guys took me home to my mother, telling my mother that I'm not feeling okay.
Yes.
Yeah. So I still don't feel fine.
Mm. Yeah. Singapore forced.
Singapore forced. And then this bro is like, yo, dog, they just paid. These people paid.
Ish.
We can't take back the money. You know, we need the coins for the operations and everything. Mm. So I'm like, you know what, sharp. I'm going to do it. Nzuzuagal. Asam. You know, I'm going to tag it out.
Mm.
So I tell Mduva, dog, I think I'm going to need you in this show because like, I don't feel fine. Mm. I know Mduva is always like, he knows what to do sometimes. Like something, if you have to drink this, young child, like drink this or what. Oh, yeah. Like I'm even like passing out in the car, going to the gig. Like, I'm always like, yes, papa me, I'm in a zeloof. This figure gig, I couldn't even stand like straight. Since in Kilpanzi, I couldn't sit like I couldn't sit on the chair. Mm. I had to sit down to
on
feel
the floor.
Comfortable.
Yeah.
So I was on the floor the whole time until they're like, okay, it's time for you to rock. Holding the mic, going to the stage, I'm already shaking.
Yeah.
I was already shaking. So I performed my first song, second song. When you go to Mlando.
Yeah, I'm allowed.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm good. I was waiting for them.
Yeah. Oh, you got bars, man. It's fine.
Damn.
Young child, yeah, so when we got to Mlando, like, I could feel already with it's chai.
Yeah.
Like, I could feel with it's chai.
Yeah.
But I couldn't stop because the crowd is hyped up. Like, everybody's hyped up.
Mm.
So I'm like, okay, it's chai. Maybe I can finish it. Then I don't know what happened after the thought. When I'm focusing, say, Sotra, Bang Jela, like, Bang Vuses, Bang Jela, you passed out.
Damn.
Yes,
on stage.
You got fatigued.
I was tired. Yeah. That was
you were burnt out, bro.
Yeah.
And you know, like people were spicing it up. They're like, oh no.
Does it taking drugs?
It's taking drugs. You know, like sometimes South Africa, you know, love drugs. But like, I mean, you really appreciate that, like you really came out with the story and like when people saw it, I don't know, like, everybody was just shocked. We were like, hey, what's actually going on?
No, I was actually sad, man.
No, we were actually shocked.
That was scary.
Bro, this guy's making moves right
like
now.
Like, you just went down, like dog. We were like,
lights out. Yeah. When I saw the video, I was like, yo, that's crazy.
Yeah. I thought someone was targeting you.
You think?
Yeah.
Yeah, those things are real.
They're
so
real.
You believe in witchcraft?
Do I believe in it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's real.
Okay.
Do you believe
in
witchcraft?
See, I'm not the only one.
It's a real thing.
Yeah, I thought someone was preaching.
That was the thing. That's another thing about making it, you know, like before you make it, there's nothing like that. Like nobody comes to you and tell you, one man, you're a lawyer or in. Once you make it, you find out one man from the other family members, the other side of the family, they're doing some hectic stuff. It's like, hey, well,
so after you fainting and when you woke up, like, did you learn from that? Did you realize, okay, this is the minimum of gigs I'm taking?
Yeah.
And if I'm going to take this many gigs, I must drink water like this.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
That's
like,
good.
It taught me a lot. Yeah. Like, I actually, a lot of, like, shout out to people like Casper also, people like Gabza, Puri, you know, like, I'm a hot man, like, your Oscar Mbos, like, they actually reached out after
yeah.
that thing.
Yeah.
Like, they actually reached out, say, Poison, pull up to me, let's talk.
Yeah.
You know, and they gave me like the 411. This is how you need to move.
Mm.
Do this, do that, do that, do that. And then I was like, okay, now I know.
So what did they tell you? No, I agree. Learn your 411 before faint.
No, it's like
the 411 is literally take care of yourself.
Take care of yourself, like control like the amount of gigs you take. And also control it through. Is it?
Is it worth it?
Is it worth it going to that gig? Like, are they paying you enough
to
actually go there?
Facts.
Understand?
Yeah. Like, sometimes these guys can be offering you 5,000 and they want you to come shake there and they're thinking like it's an easy
job.
Understand?
No, it's never easy. You have to pay serious money because
Gavin was doing this. Yeah. You understand the energy that has to come from here.
And the stomach now gets shaked.
Imagine Dos is hitting that with how many songs?
But tell me,
it's exercising.
You said something about they took you back to your mom, and it was at Musotra, if I'm not wrong.
No, my mom was in I have two moms. I have a mom in the Val, I have a mom in Tsakane.
So where, which one, the Tsakane or Val?
They took me to the Val that time.
Yeah, so Val. So were you staying with her? All I want to know is that do you still stay with your family or Udula at your place and stuff like that?
Right now, I stay in Bryanston.
Okay.
Do you see how he spoke?
Bryanston.
Come on. Yeah. Come on. Come on. Hey. Come on. Yeah, I'm employed at Bryanston.
We made it.
We're moving.
He made it out of the hood.
Young Zon. But before I used to Blom, Oledi Vele, Eval, or sometimes in Setakan, Elinu Oli. Like, I used to move between the families. Mm.
So even when you were doing the gigs, you were just...
Yeah, sometimes I choose with OKI, and I'm flying in Tsakane.
If you want to get Dos, even for a studio session, you have to take him from Tsakane.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Have you guys went to the same studio?
I have.
Yeah. Also, Vin is one of the guys you did a song with, then he didn't...
No, this is my guy, though. Why would we fight? No.
So, who did you do a song
with? No, he was coming to a studio session with Yams.
So I had to. They had to take me from Tsakane.
Sometimes you can be in the studio session and cannot be your studio session Zile.
You understand?
No, you didn't start for Kwalene.
I don't know which studio session is that. The way they eating stuff, but like that should be a tough one.
That's crazy. Teen stuff.
So Tos, let me ask you.
Yo, teen stuff. Where did you hear this? Actually, tell us more about this.
People tell us things. Mama no Zile beans to make it. So wanna listen, I wanna know.
Zile, you have to tell me about 18 stuff.
I need to know that one. The lucky star.
I need to know it.
Like, Siva, remember I asked you this question last time. When you go to a studio, let's say this is our studio.
Yeah.
We're recording.
Yeah.
I said, yo, Thos, I take you from Bryanston, not Tsakane anymore. So I say we record. Whose song is that? Who owns the song?
First thing, you need to carve.
Yeah.
And what is the process?
Explain the owner of the studio owns
the song.
The song.
Whoever called
you to that studio, wherever you are, whether you're in back room, yaga Oledi, or va, that person owns the song. Whether Ingomi Puma it is Zile featuring what, but the owner of the studio owns the song.
But it's also it's a legal thing. Like if it's your studio.
That's my question. What did they
write? It's a law.
No, it's a law.
It's a law.
Music law.
It's a music law.
I think that's why people are starting to build their own studios now.
So
a lot of people are
so
doing
when
that.
Body talks about his house, it's his music.
It's his music. You need to understand. It's business. That's how it works.
If they do, if you guys have to go to split and if they whatever has to happen, like in music business, and you have to the artist or the producer, whoever came inside there, they'll have to also compensate.
So have you ever also experienced this? Whereby you do the song with someone, then?
I have. A lot of times, you know. But I don't want to talk about that. Pisses me off, but okay. Get that ring.
It's the law.
Get that ring.
So you didn't come?
No, at first I didn't. Right. Because I was like, why do you have the song? Why is it your song? You get it? Because I have the song. So I was just like, let me learn more about this until I understood what's okay, actually.
Yeah, it's a real thing. Unless you find someone that it's your bro, that can be poison, you can have the song.
So when you see people give each other songs or whatever it is, it's all about their relationships. It's not, you can't just wake up Zile and go to someone's studio and say, today I'm gonna take this song out of the USB. My man, you don't make it to the USB. It's not about electricity.
It's not about that.
That's why people don't get it. It's not about electricity. It's just genuinely music law. Like,
no, if, that's
if,
how it is.
If people had to conduct music law, like the studios, whatever, the masters, like, it's a crazy, like, you just have to go, and you as a musician yourself, you have to take the step to go learn that thing.
Please research. Like,
yeah, you have to research. Because even you can feel like people are exploiting you, and they're actually not exploiting you.
It's actually, like, not, it's the actually it
the thing, because
they're just doing their job.
Yeah, they're just doing their job.
That's why I can teach a question to you, stop. Being deadly on my power. Like,
have you ever, like, featured someone name on your song and you're like, hey, another this one?
Yeah.
Really?
Great question.
And did you, like, release the song, or you're like, ah, this line, this part, we're going to use it in another song?
No, you remove them. Yeah. If someone didn't, like, pull up the way you wanted them to.
Mm.
I also experienced it. I won't lie.
But we cheat.
Yeah.
There's someone here that wanted
to. And then you know
it's me and you. I'm a
repeat. You know what's the painful thing, Zilean? When they remove your verse. Next week, the song, they drop it.
Yeah, wow. And now you're waiting.
You're not even waiting for your verse. You're just hearing the beat going. Yeah. Like, man, actually, I was on this beat.
Yes.
And then you're like, I'm on this beat. And then next thing, you're like, oh, shit.
Then you carve. You're not there. It has
happened to me so many times. You know, like, I've had, like, producers. It has happened to me so many times. Like it has been to the point where I'm like, hey, you know. All right, I'm good. I think this is my friends. That's the problem. But they didn't want to tell me the truth. But like, they just didn't want to tell me the truth.
Oh, damn.
Fuck you, Zilean. Fuck you. That song is actually nice, by the way.
And it's a real life thing, my friend.
That's the problem. It didn't ask me which songs I was talking about. That's the problem.
No, it's a real life thing.
But it's a real life thing, dog. I still love my friends, you know, my producer friends, and I understand it, bro. They're being truthful, you know.
Exactly.
Sometimes they can't take out that bullshit because.
Another thing, sometimes, look, bullshit, sometimes, you know? It's not like the verse was bad.
Yeah.
It's not even about the verse sometimes. It's like it doesn't fit the song.
Oh,
you understand.
Sometimes it's not about your verse, or maybe like you just genuinely don't fit the song. And you also have to make peace with it as an artist. Like, I don't fit the song. I'm fine without the song.
Like, there's a song me and Tyler did, Evo, and
I see you.
Yeah, yeah. He removed my verse, but ended up making it another song.
Did you understand? The other song?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It did. We even did like it was called like Kamela. It was on another.
So it's possible, Zilean. They can copy and paste your vocals. So don't have to announce on music,
motherfucker. Say keep Ali.
Yeah,
I.
And
Vinny, now tomorrow I'm announcing, guys. Can't wait for tomorrow's drop.
No, but I've also done it to some other people when I was with DMs. I say, this verse poison. This guy can't make the cut.
Exactly.
Take it out.
I'm a pianist, like a huge, now it's like a whole powerhouse.
My man.
Yeah. If you guys don't even try to risk it.
Bro, you can't come with a whack verse,
dog. You need to always pull up, like.
If you can't pull up, chill.
Relax.
Watch the niggas.
Yeah. Splomel, Pemihabli.
Or if there's Zol, Shah the Rider. If there's a Hanis in that studio session, if that studio session is nice.
How did you make you guys feel after, like, putting in some, like, effort and your thing doesn't be on the stage?
Me, I wouldn't lie. The first time it happened, I was like...
Who was it?
But the first time it happened, it actually touched me. Like, it's like, come on. You know, like... Yeah, like... You know, when you left the verse and you're like, yeah, the song is coming out, they must hear my verse. Like, I pulled up. And then the song comes out. Kamala Kali Koda.
Me, but... And minimal.
No, maybe you also just see them shooting the cover art.
Dog. Yeah, that's another thing. Like, you have people shooting the cover art. You're not there.
Mur.
Or sometimes they premiere the song, you know, and then they write everyone that's featured. You are not there.
That's how they announce you guys.
But that you have to take it. Like I think.
Yeah, why don't they tell you real? Don't forget.
See, man, you've never experienced it.
No.
You've never.
But I've seen it happen.
You've seen it happen.
Yeah.
Okay. Sometimes, but, like as I was saying, the verse doesn't fit the song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You understand? It's all about the music.
And Zile, I have to explain. This was with Ricky when you're still alive.
Mm.
Ricky's songs. I have to explain you the method. If your verse doesn't make the cut, they cut it. No, it's not non-negotiable.
If your verse was not too
if your verse was not nice, they it's cut out. It. So you have to understand, there's people who work like that, you know, and there's people who, like Pori, people who can actually make you like
sound like
make cool. a heat.
Mm.
Like without me, I can tell you, like Pori can make you make a heat. If you can go to your Pori, it comes as a small studio and you know your business, you are making a heat.
Most deaf.
Straight up.
Yeah.
Yeah. And sometimes, like, Abanye went back protect.
Yeah.
They take you out to protect you because they want you to be heard like that. Like, Abafunu Guzu. Guzu Hats. Abanye Guzu Paisa. No, no. But tell us straight, Taichu. You were not a superstar on this song, so you must come out.
Just so.
But also, you feel it also because, like, if the song already resonates on one person, you'll understand that, hey, this song. It's not mine.
Swallowing us.
Yeah, swallowing you. And then now when your verse comes and then you're performing and then the people are looking at you like this. And then
there are certain songs that are like that, hey? Whereby we maybe only a certain verse. Whereby, let's say you are rapping, So we are only dancing on that part on TikTok. Well, now let's say you have other guys on the song. Like who are rapping, who are freestyling.
Yeah.
When you perform it, we only want to hear that TikTok part.
Yeah.
That's another problem that I've seen.
That's another, actually, it's an issue, that one. I have seen it.
And now it's hectic because there's a brute who's killing verses there.
Yeah, it's a move.
When he performs, you want to hear his verse only.
Yeah. Exactly. And they will bring a lot of money to see us booze. It's like, oh, corner.
No, but you just sing with the name that, hey, we have arrived. But like...
And now, you know what's crazy? Some people know songs to like deep. Yeah. When a beat comes and maybe let's say that first person is singing or rapping, be like, yo, Kion! And people will be surprised.
How? What's going on?
Until that verse comes. You don't want to be that guy who...
I've heard similar things. Like maybe you play a whole song and you're like, dog, listen to this guy's verse. And they're like, how? This guy is on the song.
Yeah. It's crazy. Yeah, but what's in that about?
The problem is that we were all working together, and then when we work together, and then it happens that if your verse was the hottest, your verse was the hottest.
Simple.
That's simple.
You know, some people are the best.
Yeah.
Like some people just pull up and they swallow you on the song.
It's like going on a song with Young Stunner. What are you hoping for?
Which one?
I'm saying if you go on a song with Young Stunner, let's say maybe you're an upcoming person and then you are hoping to your verse to be heard after Young Stunner's verse.
You're with Limeg.
It's a movie.
You?
Yeah, Limeg.
Hey, Bazo Kambula.
You know?
Batini Mani. As long as the song doesn't say Batini Mani, we are not dancing.
I like that, but that thing is just like genuinely, I feel like it's a consumption with the humans, what's happening in the world, you know, with TikTok being introduced and everything. Yeah. I don't think any rapper must feel like you must write the craziest verse. Sometimes the song can be nice, but it's just all about consumption from people, how the people now consume small things. Like, that's why we're listening to literally.
Oh, concentration span.
You're just listening to the smallest things. Like, you can't focus for too long.
Yeah. But tell me, I've seen this. I saw something happen, like, whereby it's a music video, né?
Yeah.
So, a music video, it's me, Vini, Dos, and Sima, né? But when the music video comes out, all of us, some of us are singing, some of us are producers. But when the music video comes out, it's a thing of, like, it's only Vini. Or maybe... It's only Vini in the music video. How's that possible? Like how do
Has
people
that
do
ever
that?
Happened?
Yeah. People really? Do it. You find out there's someone on the song, but on the music video.
Ghost.
Oh, it's ghost.
Central.
Oh, what happened to you?
What happened?
I enjoy my veiling my music video. Yeah.
Why?
It doesn't come
why?
Central.
Why?
Central, you have to like
that.
There's people are like that. Like they don't like video like showing up on the videos. Like Ukraine
gives music. There's people like that.
So with him, it's just like, I do music, that's all.
Yeah, I just
There's
make music.
There's people who are lab rats, bro. People who live for the studio, bro. who die for the studio. And exactly. Like the only thing that they live for is to share the studio, put the music on the DSP, geek, go back home. Exactly. They don't want anything that's
my music video
with those things. Yeah.
And PR and stuff.
Yeah. There's some people who are like that. Like,
really?
Like yeah. Maybe I could explain a person who's like, he was an introvert, but like actually a cool person, sleazy. Sleazy is elaborate. You never catch Sleazy in the club. You never see him in the club. Never.
Sleazy go at Melon Sleazy.
Yeah, Melon Sleazy. But maybe you're going to see his half brother or whatever, but you only like, catch him at gigs. But he's always extremely working. Every day is
in the studio.
And you just see him like when even if I chill with him, if he's submitting his, he can submit his album with you here, chilling with you, and he gets back. Okay. And the cover art is done, he's finished.
And I doesn't get like even Young Stan once said to me, dog, if it was for him, he would stay in the studio and never come out.
Yo.
That's what he once told me that.
Like, go studio.
No, it's possible. There's people who live for studio, bro. People who don't want to see the night. Mm. You don't want to see the sun. Vampires, real niggas.
Where do you want to see yourself?
Dog, me, I can never be in the studio so much because you guys love me that much. So I have to attend to you guys. Hey. So, I mean, if you guys love me that much, I have to attend to you guys.
Yeah.
I mean,
like,
so I have to entertain you guys, you know. At the same time, do the music. I do get the time for studio, you know, but I'm not... As I started this career journey, I started it as a person who was inside. He has a business personality. And then I went to music because I wanted to prove it.
Eh? Yeah. I've been operating the streets.
Have you seen him fassaring someone in the club?
Fassaring someone?
Yeah. Like with a girl.
Have I seen him?
Yeah.
No, I haven't.
Thank you. You're wilding, bro. When have you first started the club?
Now you know. Hey, bang hanong han.
Hey, babo nangwan.
Sato ba hurt man?
Yeah. Not now. My time will come, man.
Like, who's the one artist? Like,
when will the time
big
come?
Big artist really? That you want to work with.
The big artist from here.
Yeah. No, anywhere, Inje.
Or anywhere. Mm. I thought like. If ever I'd get like a Burna Boy feature, I'm fine.
Gee, that would be nice. Like, okay, actually, you travel the world so much, bro. Yeah, like, you actually travel the world. You're a global superstar. Like, we can never take that away from you. Which country you say you experienced it the best besides South Africa? I know South Africa is the best. But, like, which country would you say, like, this country, when I went there inside, they showed me love and, like, I will come back any day, anytime?
Yo, there's so many, dog. But the one...
You need to give me your top three. Okay, make it easier. Your top three.
Okay. China, because I didn't expect it. That's like
Jesus.
I didn't expect that love in China. Like when you figure China, I thought it's just gonna be
clean. So it's like
Chinese. But figured out like, Chinese people like rocking.
That's why
it's the Chinese mixed with the black people. Like
so it's a move.
It's a movement.
That's dope.
We got there, it was packed, bro. And I was like, I was only headlining with some other bro from Zimbabwe. Understand?
Yeah.
It was packed. And for them to sing Umlando, Manga, Wait for Wait, Nabelega, Wait for Wait, Tetemo.
How are they
like,
singing it?
Wait for Wait.
Obviously, you just hear the crowd singing. Understand? Nam Shua sings Umlando.
Nam Shua
sings Umlando.
But yeah, it was China.
Yeah.
I was doing my intro.
Those people don't play.
Yeah.
It was China. Second, London, obviously. London's
oh
like home.
Oh my God. Yeah, London is like home. Like London, I feel London.
And then the third one would be Tanzania. Tanzania is crazy also. Like isn't the love there is wild.
That's dope.
You know, like when you get there, it's always like, you feel like you're at home.
Yeah.
But you can tell. Without like,
Dubai,
you know, how was your experience with Dubai?
It was also nice.
It was the time you met Boyd, no?
Nah, I met Boyd.
Guys, he met Boyd. And I want to ask, is Boyd... was Boyd really your crush for, like, for days? Because you were lazy.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, since talking about crushes, can you please give us your top 10 in South Africa?
Yeah. Top 10. Five.
Wow. Your top 10. Okay, five.
Beautiful woman in South Africa, though.
Yo.
I'm giving him a very relevant option. He's a single guy. For sure, you could be looking at 10 women at the same time. You never know.
Yo.
So she was your crush relevant since when?
Since I was like... Pelu Ubo, it's been like rocking the screen since he's a primary. Understand? Mm-hmm. So she's been a crush since then. So seeing her was like, yo,
I'm Michelle.
It's crazy. I'm Michelle.
And I was going to try my luck. I won't lie. No. Just to relieve you.
Another thing is, I'll explain that day, actually. Because, yeah. Hey, I caught a lot of smoke for that day.
Huh?
Why?
Yeah.
Why?
From... So
that day, asking, answer Sima. You cannot, even if you don't answer me, answer Sima.
Why? Because like there's like other women that like I was talking to that like are on this.
Guys, just
they were on the same level as her. So when they saw me doing that, they were like, hey, and then understand.
So they thought you were throwing bones.
Yeah.
Sheesh.
So it was that something like that. But that day I was actually like, you're being shy, I wouldn't lie. You're being shy that day.
Last question.
So,
yeah.
Oh, sure.
What? We run it back.
I'm still surprised. Or same girls at her level. Give mangso.
Nah, eh.
Give mini jamini. Give pale too.
It's that age group. Yeah. It's that age group.
I did just in case happily married.
No, she's married.
Give
yeah, nice. No, so
yeah.
Sima.
Anyway, last question. Last question. What are you working on? Like upcoming projects? What are you doing?
Oh yeah. Right now I have a joint EP done with the guy, No Mr. Nation Things. That Hari Boss.
Okay.
Yeah. We have like a joint EP done. And after finishing that, I started working on my album. So like right now, I'm busy with the album.
That's dope. Yeah. That's dope.
So you are you? Because I saw you at some point. You went off the street. So now you back for
your life. Yeah. Now you're back.
All right. So we're happy to see you.
It was not a break. It was.
Police on my hips.
I had to like.
Money charge.
Ah, cause yeah, no, like. Impili shinji lecho, you know, kakhulu, you know. So, koni mali oy experience, and you're like, I've never experienced this kind of money before, and it kind of changes you at some point. Understand? So I had to like check myself out.
Okay.
Because I was moving in a crazy way. I was moving in a crazy way. So I was like, yeah, this makes is not sense. You. Like, you're not this person.
Me and you
you're
have not a this lot in common.
Mina ngabona ukuthi unemali wena at the time where you asked me to promote something for you. And then you're like, you're going to get back to me. You sent me the money and you never got back to me. You literally just sent me 10K for nothing. I was like, okay, that's great.
It happens though, Sima. Maybe let's say maybe you wanted to promote a song and then like you send the money and then you... Before, because we have this thing where people, they say that like artists don't pay. So sometimes you want to flatten that deposit first and then you're like, after that, you revert back to you.
Do you know when that was last year? I'm still waiting for him to get back to me.
We also have.
Who don't promote anything?
Yeah, well, things like that. As I was saying, I was not channeling myself the right way.
Okay.
So even when I said that I wanted to promote a certain song, but at some point it's like,
okay. Thank you for not asking for the back and knife.
Nah.
If it is
that Kuleg. So yeah, those ooh, like that was the crazy. Check. Like, sometimes may lose check as a pro, you know.
Yeah.
Just be like, hey, come back.
So do you feel like you have regrouped and you have recharged?
Yeah. I mind you.
You're back for them, boy.
Forever.
Jesus.
Yeah. Forever.
Was it someone who told you, hey, she, or was it like your self consciousness that told you to like relax and your hypersensitiveness?
It was me. Cause also another thing is like, you know, when like a lot of things happen in your life. You know what happened? Let me tell you a story, actually. So last year, like, I was moving crazy, doing crazy stuff, like buying things for my family members and everything. And then after Boma, 2 weeks after buying all those things, they got stolen.
Huh? How about Louis? No,
let him finish the story.
Damn, that's so hectic.
So it got stolen. So I was like, you know what? If they stole it, they stole it. Let me buy it again. You know? So I shite the furniture again. You do the things at the posy again. You know, even like try to revamp the security and everything.
Try to do everything.
You know, everything right. You try, you know, you're helping the old lady, everyone, you're doing everything. And then again,
They steal. Yeah.
So basically, you feel like at that moment in your life, you just realize like, okay, there's like a lot of shit that's coming with this thing at this moment. And like, now you have to actually like shy away, because I know you used to stay back at home. So that's the reason
why. That was my thing. Like, now I need to like, maybe, because I even like, you know, Tina, I consult, I won't lie. So I had to like consult and ask, and say, come on, what's going on?
Yeah.
They told me very with that. There's people who are busy with the things, you know.
They are cooking
their things there. So when you need to figure out isn't in things. That's why like I stayed back. I said, you know what? Let me go check myself, actually, and check exactly in Kanban until everything was fixed.
Hey, man.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
This fame.
It's crazy.
Anyway, bruh, thank you so much for coming. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
King.
Kanban.
What a game?
Oh. One must go.
Oh, shit.
Oh.
Okay, one must go.
Do you have any people on top of your head?
Nah.
Then we can cook. We can do artists.
Let's go. I know.
And ladies.
Gabza or Stana, one must go.
Yo. Gabza must go.
Okay. Sheesh. Hectic. I put him in there. Young day.
Okay. Yes.
Chico or Yams.
Chico or Yams.
Yo. Yo.
And you got it.
Yes. Wow, my feet.
No. You could answer Kamsa and Diggy and Stana. You have to.
Yo, Achiko can go.
Ah, sheesh.
Chico Ramadan Dan.
Yo, that's crazy. Damn. Yeah, but I get it though. I hear him though. He actually chills with Yams.
Yeah.
I
get it. Even Chico is my bro.
Yeah, but Chico is his bro. It's not like it's a bad thing.
Exactly.
Yeah. But okay, yo. Who else?
I don't have anyone.
Okay, let me look at mummies. Let's do this.
Waffle or Pablo? Yo, Pablo. Paballo. What's her name? Pabi?
Bunny.
Waffle or Pabi
Cooper? Ah, Waffle.
Waffle must go.
No, not Waffle must go.
She's choosing.
I choose Waffle.
Oh, okay.
I forgot Train of Smash. As in Train of
Smash. What? Train of Smash.
Train of Smash.
Come on.
I choose the joint.
Come on.
The last one. I wanted to say last one. Oh my god. Oh, Peltrus or Boiti?
That was obvious.
Boiti can go.
Yeah,
that's why I can put it again. Kapuru, yes.
Hey, okay, Dos, yeah. Can you please give us a positive energy for thinking for the people at home? Please tell it to whoever loves you. Otherwise, it doesn't give up.
Which camera?
That one.
Ever fit? Ngqwala. Ongangqwaling yamgqwala sisonke as keeping is pushing sisonke sikhuleni sisonke frostani on yangthola amapantsula ngemvelo to set indaba kabantu uputhe mlando put manxa putcebeleka put a lot of things ngithi ngiyazibongela futhando lakho and yeah siphathe kahle nawe idlaleni take care of yourself
don't yeah. go I need a favor because I need to redeem myself with mlando
yeah
so let's do it.
Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you very much.
We appreciate it. Thank you so much for watching, guys. Please do like, comment, share, and subscribe. We love you. Yeah. Bye.
Dango.
That was